Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
aqualung, my friend. Don't you start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see it's only me.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas, and Jethro Tull is on your underground podcast today for the very first time. Aqualung, their signature song. Jeff, we've got a wonderful show here with our usual eclectic mix, and we have been remiss. We've never played Jethro Tull before.
Well, Rick, Jethro Tull, of course, is best known for a couple of things, one of which is that Ian Anderson, the frontman, is the only rock and roll flautist. And I just want to throw in this note about Ian Anderson. He's made a fortune after the music business, farming salmon in Scotland. He was one of the pioneers of the Scottish salmon farming business. So the next time you get a piece of tasteless salmon in a grocery store, or in a restaurant, Ian Anderson may have had something to do with that.
Well, he has taken his rock and roll millions and become a food entrepreneur. But we should also note he is really only semi-retired from music, because he normally does go out underneath what we would call the Jethro Tull brand these days, with some session musicians, sometimes with orchestras, and does play the classics, often acoustic versions these days. But he is out on the road most summers on short tours. And I know he has been through the D.C. area recently. And one of the reasons I think that I wanted to play Jethro Tull is we often talk about Jethro Tull on this podcast and joke about the fact that they were once won a Grammy as best rock and roll heavy metal band the first year that the Grammys came out with that. And it was obvious that the Grammys don't know what heavy metal is.
But we know what heavy metal is, don't we, Rick?
We do, and we have new heavy metal coming up right now.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Sitting here, waiting for you to say anything. Your head hung low, kicking stones down the road to hell now. Waiting for you to say anything, anything. Yeah, I know you are the only one. A little taste of heaven, and you know I am the only. You better take to hell. Your ice cream, the end is creeping in. I'll need 37 stitches to keep the pain in. And I know you are the only one on the darkest side of the sun.
Music of Drowning Pool in the Metal Shop this week. 37 Stitches, a release from Drowning Pool from last fall, from 2008. They have a new live album out, and maybe one of these days we'll get to that new live album here in the Metal Shop on Ivory Towers Radio, the Underground Podcast.
Rick, I thought that was one of the more heavy of the metal tunes that we've played over the last several weeks, including this summer. Was that a reason for that? Were you trying to get back in a groove?
Well, we've been right in the middle of the heavy metal dipstick, and so I wanted to see if I could move the dipstick a little bit. I think we were just consistently right there in the middle, so I'm curious to see where this falls.
Well, this is a 20W50, which is down in the lower right-hand corner. It's a pretty cranky, pretty oily rating.
Interesting. I think this is a band that a lot of people a lot of people in the military like this band for a variety of reasons. They have various topics in their songs that folks in the military tend to like. And so I played them thinking that they would be a little bit cranky, but I noticed some particular songcraft in this particular number that makes it sound a little bit like FM radio, although I got to tell you, I haven't heard this cut ever on FM radio.
How about my favorite part of the show now?
You're on.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted, but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave. We'll be right back.
Jethro's a girl and a half. She's got me going up and down. She's got me going up and down. Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, I got the notion, girl, that you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All this skirt, lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, there goes another one just lying down on the sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. For women, that's what I preach, preacher man. Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Oh shit, there goes the charabang. Looks like I'm gonna be stuck here the whole summer. Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
The Stranglers, Walking on the Beaches, Looking at the Peaches, on Jeff's New Wave here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And there's a punk classic from the late 70s, The Stranglers, of course. We've played them once or twice before on the show. They're kind of in between the Ramones and the Clash, where the Clash are political and the Ramones are, for lack of a better term, anarchical. And the Peaches are concerned with, let's see, what's the best word here, Rick? Sex?
I think that's pretty obvious from this particular song. Where the Stranglers' minds are at, and that would be at the beach.
Looking at the peaches. The other funny thing about this is that the Stranglers, actually, after the punk and new wave era, actually became almost an art band, almost completely made themselves over, and the stuff that they'd done in the early and mid-70s is now only for people like me.
And me too, and hopefully our listeners. I like the Stranglers. They were one of my favorite punk bands from that 70s era. And actually, we have a band coming up right after this that bridged the gap from the punk new wave era to the present.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Shackles are undone, the bullets quit the gun, the heat that's in the sun will keep us when there's none. The rule has been disproved, the stone it has been moved, the grave is now a groove, all debts are removed.
Like this, the evening comes and we're hanging out on the
the mellow sounds of the Dan of Steel right here on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And Jeff, 30 years ago, that's how an FM DJ probably would have announced that. Hey 19, appropriately.
That's how you did announce it 30 years ago, isn't it?
That sounds exactly like how I announced it 30 years ago. You're right. But before the Mighty Dan of Steel, we also heard from the Dave Matthews Band, a mighty band that has a great new album out called Big Whiskey and the Grugru Kings, and that's Funny the Way It Is from that one. So we're not just stuck in the late 70s, early 80s. And also music from U2, Window in the Skies, which I believe was up for a Grammy in 2007. That's music from 2006, all in that particular set.
Well, Rick, if anybody wants to hear more about your days in the music business, or if they want to send us an email and make a request, because as you know, we love to play requests, or if they just want to tell us to go get a real life and stop doing this, they can send us an email. Our email address, ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, TOWERZ, Ivory Towers Radio at att.net.
Everybody's restless, got no place to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something they already know. So their anger and resentment flow. Sheriff's got his problems too. He will surely take them out on you. In walked the village idiot, and his face was all aglow. Yeah, he's been up all night listening to old Hammett's radio. Everybody's desperate, they're trying to make ends meet. You work all day and you still can't pay the price of gasoline and meat. Alas, their lives, they're incomplete. Up all night listening for his drum, hoping that the righteous might just come. I heard the general whisper to his aide-de-camp, be watchful for moonlit lamp.
Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Well, I met a girl in the Vukare down in Yokohama. She picked me up and she threw me down. I said, please don't hurt me, mama.
Because you can never have too much Warren Zevon. On the Underground Podcast, the Warren Zevon set, Bonnie Raitt and Jackson Brown, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. We started out with a folk singer from North Texas who goes by the name of The Matthew Show, covering Mohammed's Radio. And in the middle, the late great man himself, with, as Rick and I were laughing about, quite possibly the oddest song to ever become a legitimate critical hit, Werewolves of London.
And it wasn't just a critical hit. It was.
No, I understand that.
It was an AM/FM hit too.
That's what I mean. I was trying to find a way to say it was a critical hit plus a top 40 hit, because, you know, songs like Convoy were big hits, but nobody cared for them except the people who bought the music. ABBA had lots of hits. We're never going to play any ABBA on this show, are we?
Not while I'm alive.
Rick, what do you think made Zevon? We play Zevon periodically on this show, and I'm trying to get a sense of what made him not just a good songwriter who could do a great hook, all three of those songs with absolutely terrific hooks, but that he could be so odd and not fall into this little niche there, like, say, another one of our favorites, Tony O'Kay.
Well, I have no idea why, but he manages to make quirky work. And often, though, I think those songs, he had a legitimate and good career. But as you know, a lot more of his songs worked and were hits as covers by other people. And I do think that some of the oddity comes off of those songs after other people work them over a bit. I just have one question for you, and I know I'll get in trouble for asking.
Yes.
Matthew Show, Do we know his real name, or are we just going to let him go by
The Matthew line? Show. He goes by the name of The Matthew Show. So who might argue?
The article up there in the front of it. Well, the next time we play The Matthew Show, not The Matthew Show, but The Matthew Show, then I will try to discover what his real name is.
Actually, I did look very hard for his real name, and I couldn't find it.
Well, the investigative reporter that you are, he is doing a great job of covering up then. Nothing for us to cover up. We have more great Rock and Roll on the Underground podcast coming up. Stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed, or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Assembly line, we'll pull the freight on time, we'll work the all-night haul, we'll explain it all, when the wheels don't move, bigger chariots didn't save Rome, easy money stay at home. They said the iron horse would always roam. Who'll tell the children the wheels don't move? Man's power over nature, hubris and greed, let the fossil fuels burn. No way to keep the wings in flight when the turbine engines don't move. Going green, a casino catchphrase, ethanol's made of smoke and mirrors. Who makes the decision? The tanks and not the miles when the wheels don't move. When the wheels don't move. Red planet is salvation. Divine hope turns to depredation. We'll be left to make that station. Devoid of God and nation, we trust when the wheels don't move. When the wheels don't move. When the wheels don't move. We'll be right back.
the load right on me. I picked up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. Then I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side. I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny, and you put the load right on Moses. There's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Anna Lee company? Take a load off.
strangers, however close we get sometimes, it's like we never met. But you and I think we can take it, all the good with the bad, make something that no one else has but we use sometimes a misconstrued. Well, I won't guess what's coming next. I can't ever tell you the deepest well I've ever fallen into. us we get sometimes. It's like we never met, but you and I think we can take it. All the good with the bad, make something that no one else has but you and I.
That's new music on Ivory Towers Radio, the underground podcast, Wilco with Feist, You and I. In a set, Rick, 40 years of Americana, alt-country, call it what you want, it's still rock and roll to me. We started out with more new music, Sunvolt, When the Wheels Don't Move, and in between, one of the two or three bands that pretty much invented alt-country and Americana, lo those many years ago. The band, Levon Helm, singing lead, The Weight. And by the way, that's W-E-I-G-H-T.
I'm glad you said that because long ago, when I first heard that song, I wasn't exactly sure about what the spelling was of that title until, of course, I got the album.
And that goes to show, Rick, as we point out many times here, and I feel this musicology lesson coming over me. That's okay. We haven't done one in a while, but it's okay to do one, right?
It is okay to do some musicology.
There are very few new ideas in pop music and in rock and roll. The great bands, the talented bands, take a really good idea that somebody had before them and improve on it. And I think what you're seeing here, and Jeff Tweedy and Wilco have been doing that for a long time, and his former bandmate, Jay Farrar, with Uncle Tupelo, is doing that with Sunvolt. They're taking this in a new direction.
Which I think is part of the reason why Tweedy, especially, and other members of Wilco reject the alt-country label when critics tend to put it on them. Because I think they're saying rock and roll people have been making this kind of music for decades. Don't label us. Just enjoy what we've got for you to play.
And we do enjoy it very much, and we play a lot of Wilco here on the Underground Podcast, although we have not played a whole lot of the band, and I believe we've played a fair amount of Uncle Tupelo.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear more because Jeff Tweedy, Wilco, Uncle Tupelo, those are some of our very favorites. Well, we're in the mellow mood now here on the Underground Podcast, so not that we haven't been mellow before this point, but I think a little bit more mellow.
Who can know the thoughts of Mary Jane? Why she flies, goes out in the rain. Where she's been and who she's seen in her journey to the stars. Who can know reason for her smile? What are her dreams when they've journeyed for a mile? The way she sings and her brightly colored rings make her the princess of the sky.
Who can know what happens in her mind? Did she come from a strange world? Leave her mind behind. Long lost sighs and her brightly colored eyes tell her story to the wind. Who can know the thoughts of Mary Jane? Why she flies, goes out in the rain? Where she's been, who she's seen in her journey to the stars?
Coming back to me. Yeah, old days. A couple kids running loose and wild. And he kissed her, she said, mister, take an inch and I'll give you a mile. I ain't here to do anything halfway, don't give a damn what anyone might say. I just want a free fall for a while. About midnight, he tells her, I ain't got no come on lies.
Well, I love you, or I'll try to. We got nothing to lose but time.
Stick your hand into my back pocket, light me up like a bottle rocket. I just want a free fall for a while. That rebel moon is shining.
New music from a band that goes by the name of Gloriana. That's Wild at Heart. We also heard from John Hiatt, Old Days from 2008. So a song about the old days, but not a very old song. And starting us off, Nick Drake, Thoughts of Mary Jane.
Rick, we haven't played any Nick Drake before, but he's an interesting and odd sort who died, as they say, way before his time. A singer-songwriter, folk singer, not necessarily in the James Taylor mold, although from that era, but in the British folk mold. So that would be Sandy Denny, that would be Fairport Convention.
We are doing our best this summer of catching up with bands, artists, and others who we have never played before on the Underground Podcast. It's a big catalog of music for us to put through our musical funnel, but we do like to put our eclectic mix out when we can.
We're all about the eclectic mix here on the Underground Podcast. And what else are we about, Rick?
Well, occasionally we also have a blog, although I would say this summer occasional is the word. And if you'd like to find us writing about music, politics, other topics, you can find us at www.ivorytowers.com, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end. www.ivorytowers.com.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to the one who lives there. She wants words, a true love of mine. If you go where the snow don't, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, see if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling winds. Do you see for me? If her hair hangs long, if it rolls and flows on her breast, do you see for me if her hair's hanging long? That's the way I remember her best.
A treat on the Underground Podcast this afternoon, Kermit Lynch, Girl from the North Country on Cover Me. Girl from the North Country, of course, a Bob Dylan classic about one of his Minnesota girlfriends. Kermit Lynch is one of the most respected people in the wine business, as a matter of fact, a well-known importer, a well-known retailer, who also likes to dabble in blues and rock and roll. And Kermit Lynch has a new album out called Man's Temptation. So I got to mix my hats here. Ooh, boy, mixing a metaphor there, too. I got to wear two different hats at the same time here. Got to wear my wine writing hat and my Underground Podcast hat and play a little Kermit Lynch.
For folks who don't know, Jeff Siegel is also known as the Wine Curmudgeon. Jeff, why don't you give us the URL of your blog site?
Yes, why don't we do that? Winecurmudgeon.com. One word, WineCurmudgeon. Winecurmudgeon.com. Thank you, Rick. I haven't plugged the wine show on here in months.
Well, we're probably overdue for giving a regular wine show plug, and and we both enjoy the wine. And Mr. Lynch certainly does a good job with that Dylan cover.
That's actually a pretty nice version of it. It's an interesting album. It's also a very eclectic mix. Some covers of some Chicago R&B, some country tunes, a variety of different things. I thought this was easily one of the best songs on there.
Well, here we are at the end. We don't always impose a theme on a show, and I know we didn't impose a theme on this show, but you mentioned that that song is about one of Dylan's ex-girlfriends. I think if you listen to this podcast, you're going to hear a lot of discussion about ex-girlfriends, girls, and the thought that men turn to in summertime when it comes to girls.
It's summertime. It's girls' time, of course. One could make the argument it's always time for girls, Rick, but what would I know about that?
Well, before we get ourselves in a whole lot more trouble, thanks for listening to Ivory Towers Radio this week. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. The time is gone. The songs are over. Peace.